I'd like you to engage the power of your imagination by gently allowing yourself to settle in, relax, and listen to what your body has to tell you. Gently allowing your eyes to close. Begin again by taking in gentle, deep breaths, breathing in that oxygen, peace, and healing, and then releasing and letting go. Releasing, letting go with the breath out. Any tension, worry, concern, unwelcome thoughts, or emotions. Take another breath gently, allowing the freshness to fill up your inner space. And then, as you breathe out through parted lips, release the tension, feeling your breath going to all the tight places. Every breath you breathe takes you deeper into a more relaxed state of mind, and you realize that you are totally in charge of your experience. And as you begin to relax more and more, you find that you are feeling very comfortable about this deeper, special place. This place in you where you feel totally safe and relaxed. And as you relax, you find it very easy to follow this imagery, to enjoy your experience, all the while feeling yourself move to a deeper level of relaxation. And even though your eyes are closed to the outside world, your mind's eye is alert. You may even feel a little lighter now in this state of deep relaxation. Allow yourself to notice how your arms and legs are feeling. I'd like you to inhale very slowly and then exhale very slowly. You may find that your hands and feet, as well as your arms and legs, are so relaxed that the warm, relaxed heaviness that you were feeling is now giving way to a wonderful lightness, particularly in your hands and feet. And now, perhaps once again, you'd allow yourself to notice how your affected knee feels. And I'm going to ask you to imagine that once again, as in our previous imagery, that you are very, very tiny again. And this time, you want to take another look inside your knee to see how it is doing. But this time, you are going to take with you on your journey a very special bucket and paintbrush that you will use to paint or coat any muscle or ligament or tendon that feels the least bit sore or tender with a magical soothing liquid. Your magical liquid can be of any color or consistency you think is best. It may be thick or thin, clear or colored, transparent or opaque, shiny, shimmery, sparkly, or plain. And of course, you always have enough to do the job that is needed. You may choose to go down the steps one at a time, as before, or perhaps you will just find yourself there, inside the knee joint, ready to go to work. And of course, just as before, you may return at any time. You are completely safe. Take a few seconds now to go to this place inside your joint. First, shrinking to that tiny size in the palm of my hand by using the power of your breath and your imagination. You are now looking inside your knee joint, searching out any sore or tender places. But first, notice how everything looks. What color are the tender or swollen spots? What is the temperature? Are these spots warm or cold? What do they feel like if you reach out to touch them? Whenever you spot one of these tender places, and you know where these are, dip your brush into your bucket to coat it with your magical liquid. Brush it on a place, and it immediately soothes and heals the area upon contact. Take as much time as you desire to brush on this magical healing liquid to as many places as you want to, or to coat an area as many times as it feels good to do this. And of course, this is the same kind of thing that your body does on its own when it sends millions of oxygen-rich blood cells to cleanse and soothe and help heal your knee. But by using your paintbrush with your magical liquid, you are telling your body right now where it needs to concentrate its energy. And by doing this, you are speeding the process along. When you are done with your job to your satisfaction, look around you to make sure you haven't missed any spots. Take as much time as you need right now to check this out and to recoat or coat anything that you have missed. Look around again and spend as much time as you need to in this spot with your bucket and paintbrush. And so for now, picking up your bucket and paintbrush, allow yourself to return to sitting comfortably in your chair. Of course, you've returned to your normal size, and you can feel this is so because of how your body feels against the chair. Take just a moment now to complete the process, feeling your head, neck, back, shoulders, buttocks, legs against the chair, and perhaps feeling your feet on the floor. And so any time that you are feeling soreness, swelling, tenderness, tightness, particularly after you exercise, you can go back in with your bucket and paintbrush and then feel the soothing coolness that this brings. If you're icing your knee, this is also a good time to take this journey to feel this imagery. Thank your body again for its healing energy and its endurance. Begin now to reconnect with your present space, bringing your focus back to your breathing. You will notice again that while you have been busy with your task, as always, your body has breathed for you, knowing exactly what to do, even though you were focusing on something else. You can begin to notice the sounds of the room, the smells, the feeling of your body against whatever you are resting. And when you are ready, you may open your eyes. You will feel refreshed, alert, in control, and at peace.